Good morning, Barbados. Welcome to Brastack Sunday for August 5th, the day before the finale of Crop Over, Grand Kadumat Day tomorrow. I'm Sanka Price, your moderator for today's program, in which we will discuss the security issues surrounding hosting tomorrow's Grand Kadumat and some of the concerns of the police and you, of course, the public, that you would have. We also want to look at policing in general of events across Barbados. And this is important given government's stated goal of encouraging more events year-round to generate greater self-employment. And, of course, you want to get more artists working, etc. How will this impact on an already stretched police resources? This is going to be a major issue going forward. Anyway, to help us do all of this today, we have in the studio Inspector Rodney Innes, the Public Relations Officer of the Royal Barbados Police Force. Good morning, Inspector.
Hey, good morning, Sanka. Good morning, Barbados.
And we also have Sergeant Siebert Johnson, a familiar voice to many of us on early morning radio. Good morning, Sergeant Johnson.
Good morning to you, Sanka. Good morning to all of Barbados.
And we have also in the studio Station Sergeant Stephen Griffith. Inspector Stephen Griffith, forgive me, sir. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Barbados.
Say it again. Yes. And, of course, as usual, today's special program is brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated.
For building supplies, big or small, at Williams Metals, we have it all.
Now is the time for you to fence your property with galvanized green, white, or brown chain link fencing and our brown band galvanized pole pipes, which are the longest lasting. We will give you a free estimate too on all your fencing materials.
For building supplies, big or small, at Williams Metals we have it all. At Williams Metals we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Welcome back to Brastack Sunday. I'm Sanka Price with you, along with Mr. Dennis Johnson, our producer. And he'd be the first voice you'll hear when you call us today at 43-41790. Of course, you can contact us via email, via WhatsApp, sorry, at 266-4862. And as I said, we'll be looking at all the security issues surrounding hosting tomorrow's Grand Kadumat. And we'll start first and foremost with Inspector Innes in terms of what sort of security issues are going to be put in place given what happened last year. In fact, before we even go there, you need to tell us how Crop Over has been going so far from the police perspective in terms of security of these different events.
Okay, thank you, Sanka. Thanks again for inviting us, for us being here. What I want to do up front is to congratulate the general public for the wonderful display of respect that has been showcased at all the events thus far for Crop Over 2018. The last few days where we had the Pick of the Crop finals, Bridgetown Market, and the four-day morning jam, we are proud to report we had absolutely no major incidents. It was incident-free in respect of all the other areas we are showcasing. That's a report from the police, from our comrades and our partners in the Barbados Defense Force, certainly the private security personnel, and vendors. Everyone who has played a partner, who has been a partner in this, has reported everything as well so far, and we are hoping that it continues right to the climax tomorrow, Grand Kadumat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's deal with Kadumat itself tomorrow.
Well, Kadumat itself, like many other Kadumats, is the climax of our festival, where we see an excess of probably 20,000 persons culminating on the route from the National Stadium to Spring Garden Highway. It's an event where we want to encourage the public to come out, enjoy themselves, have a grand time, locals and visitors alike. If in recent time we had one or two issues that have been highlighted, and I'm here to reassure the public that we have put systems in place. We always had systems in place to secure that everything goes well and that they can come out and enjoy themselves. There's one particular issue that keeps coming up, and I sometimes think it's counterproductive to address it, because whenever we do address it, it comes up as a sore point. And that's the issue where persons were talking about the affray or the felon disorder that we had on Spring Garden a little while back. I want to reassure the public that had absolutely nothing to do with Grand Cadoumin. That was something out of, not even in the vicinity of Spring Garden, but it came onto Spring Garden. As a matter before the court, we're not going to discuss it, but I want to reassure the public that had nothing to do with the event. Yes, it did occur. And yes, we have put major systems in place to avoid such things happening in the future, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk briefly about one of the pictures that I saw in today's Sunday Sun from the 4-day morning. Mm-hmm. And there are all these police officers. And the impression, you can get two impressions from that. One, that there's so much security down there that you're safe, or two, that this Barbados is so, something is so going so wrong that that is why there's a need for security. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, how much policing is necessary for these events? How much policing is necessary?
Well, there's no specific number of police officers. Events are, we are guided by the type of event. Certainly the venue for the event, the anticipated crowd of supporters, mm-hmm. and the type of event within itself. That's one of the reasons why when persons are having their private events and they apply to the Royal Barbados Police Force for various permits and the court for the licenses, we want it in advance so that we can plan meticulously and so we can advise accordingly. No two events may be similar. It depends on a whole series of stuff and what's going on in the country at the time as well. So I cannot speak and say specifically, well, it takes six officers or 10 officers. It depends on the event itself.
Let me put it another way then. Could it be a case really where, because of everything that is really happening within our society, this is why this show of force, quote unquote, force may be necessary. This is Inspector Stephen Griffith, crime prevention officer.
Gathering, and we police, according to the intelligence gleaned from our sources on the ground and etc. Mm-hmm. So the management of resources is based on the risk factor for per event, so that we make sure that we have adequate numbers per event, depending on the intelligence received openly from what may or may not happen at an event. So we police according to certain risk factors and intelligence gathering that we would have done.
Great. And of course, we have the situation with traffic, because that's one of the major bugbears with anything in Barbados. We have 1,000 people. I have 900 cars.
True.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning to Mr. Price, and happy crop over to you and to entire Barbados. Well, we have these problems daily. You'll see for yourself on mornings on your way to work the volume of vehicle traffic on our roads. But however, we need the assistance of the general public and those persons attending the event to cooperate with us and even use the initiative whereby if you park on a major road, you will cause congestion. If you park on side roads abreast, you're going to cause congestion. So this event, we are asking persons to let common sense prevail. We don't need persons parking abreast. We don't need persons parking on sidewalks. We don't need persons parking to restrict the flow of vehicle traffic. Anyway, that caused congestion, and you would believe you would have seen it where this congestion occurred. But in the meantime, on the route for Cadoumin, that is between the stadium and Spring Garden, no vehicles should remain stationary on that route. Persons who are servicing stalls, for example, you know, these chalks, ice, etc., drinks, that must be done as early as possible. We can use our initiative to assist a person if they have an emergency where they've run out of their goods. We will render that. We will use that. We allow you to service your stores, but do it as quickly as possible and have our roads free again. This very cause, especially with the number of persons that normally attend crop over, it will be a challenge if these vehicles remain stationary.
Well, I'm concerned about the crossroads, like all the monarch names, King George, Queen Des, Queen Victoria, those roads. How would they be affected? Because
they will policemen at every junction between there. At every major intersection, you will find a police officer on duty. But what we find, persons will tend to, like you said, across Bart Road, down King George Road, want to head on to Bank Hall Crossroad and then go elsewhere. But these things won't be allowed. We are trying to avoid being, if it's an emergency, we'll have to give way. If a person needs to get to or from his home, we can use our initiative, allow these persons to get to or from. But you will find then that other persons will willfully try to beat the system by going through these roads just to get closer to the event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we have on the line a former Minister of Culture, Mr. Glenn Murray, and of course a moderator. Glenn, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
good
to you,
good
sir.
Morning, Mr. Murray.
Yeah. Gentlemen, first of all, let me confess that. I have a confession to make. I'm a great, unmitigated admirer of the Royal Barbados Police Force.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And that has come out of my experience inside and outside of government.
Mm-hmm.
But I often chide them for not making the fact known that, according to all the research I've done, the Royal Barbados Police Force is the second oldest organized police force in the world.
Mm-hmm. True.
Not enough is made of that. I think they have a rich heritage that not enough is made of it all day. You can't buy anything really related to the Royal Barbados Police Force, whether it's a CD or whatever, and they need to exploit their heritage more.
Mm-hmm.
Quite incidentally, I was listening to BBC this morning, and they had an excellent feature on festivals. They talked about security. Mm-hmm. And you can never have too much security.
Never.
And I often, therefore, want to say, tell the public, do not, and let me say that the all police force has, quote unquote, tricked me on a number of occasions. In other words, they exceeded my expectations. do not underestimate the sophistication
mm-hmm.
of the Royal Barbados Police Force in its preparation methods, analysis,
mm-hmm.
in its training of personnel, in its features. Don't think you just see mm-hmm. everybody with boots on the ground. There's a lot more that goes into it.
Yes,
a lot more goes into both this festival, the festivals here about the BBC and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to commend the Royal Barbados Police Force for escaping, and I hope it has something to do with this excellence and the fact that it's been around so long that people think it is part of life and we cannot do without it.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with this electronic survey that's being done on where the public are to give their verdict on the mm-hmm. desirability, the essential nature of various institutions in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
I want to congratulate the Royal Barbados Police Force for escaping the scrutiny of that thing, of that exercise, which would make to be a total mockery of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I want to register my disgust at the fact that the Barbados Police Force, a sister organization, could be brought under scrutiny where it's going to be considered. Where the public is asked to consider whether it's essential, highly desirable, optional, can be done elsewhere. I really don't see how he could do it. And along with that, they've done the same thing to the prison service and the fire service. To me, that's madness. Because the first duty of any government anywhere in the world from the beginning of time has not been to provide jobs or health or education. To this public is to give it security. In all form, security is primary. And therefore, for somebody to put something like the Defense Force or the prison service and the fire service up to for the public to decide, to me, is wrong. To me, I feel insulted. If only because the information that's been given to me in this whole exercise, in which I'm being asked to pass judgment on qualitative and subjective judgments on persons, is with scarce, tar, bare information, which does not help to inform a proper judgment. In other words, these people are being asked, we the people are being asked to make technical decisions because the people in government and the IMF and what have all the technical knowledge and techniques and information and analyses to decide on, to pronounce on these things. We are being asked to make similar pronouncements based on firstly almost non-existent information. To give a start, bare account of what they do, and then they give you some figures about their what is paid in salaries and pension. To me, it's an insult. Mm-hmm. And should be done. So to me, the whole exercise is flawed, terribly flawed in that way. Terribly flawed because we should be given the same information. We were not asked to pass judgment on government when it decided to restructure its debt. Mm-hmm. and to wipe out the reputation that Barbados has had since 1627 for never having defaulted on the debt ever. We were not asked, the public were not asked to pronounce on that. And therefore, I think it's unfair and unjust to ask the public to pronounce on these things, not being given the same information or as much of the same information that the technicians within government will be asked to apply in analyzing this situation. It makes me feel that, therefore, it's almost as though, first of all, I feel that a government is elected to.
All right, Glenn. We're really going off track here because we really want to talk security today. So in terms of the cadument and in terms of events, and then there's also issues that relate to security, like in general throughout the country, that I'm sure the public will also want to discuss. What you're raising is a very interesting stuff, and I'm sure we're going to be dealing with that a little early next week, but today we want to specifically focus on this. So thanks a lot. And I hope to hear you on Tuesday when I'm back on. We take the next call. Good morning, you're on the Brass Tack Sunday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you a thanker?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, I take it that you have the police with you this morning, right?
Yes, I'm in the arms of the law this morning.
Okay.
In a good way this time.
I do want to congratulate them, because I really do think that they do a very, very good job of keeping us safe. So I want to show my appreciation for that.
Thank you.
However, let me tell you what happened with me last Sunday. I sing in the choir of the St. Patrick's Roman Catholic Cathedral.
Oh, yes.
And they apparently had a breakfast set on Bay Street. Now, trust me, Sanka, I could feel the choir laugh shaking under the vibrations of the music. Believe me, I could not hear a word that the priest was saying. Called Hastings Police Station. They said that they were dispatching somebody to deal with it. That's after about three calls, I was finally told that these people were given permission to play loud music until 12. Now, I would have felt sorry for Bethel. I would have felt sorry for St. Paul's. And how insensitive can we be that people in that area, Bay Street must have got more churches than anywhere else, that you could give people permission to play loud music? We don't deny them their partying, you know. I don't see why we should deny our peaceful worship, and I want to know what the police take is on that.
Inspector Ronnie Innes?
Hey, good morning, caller. I'm sorry you had such an awful experience that you mentioned. Certainly, I would want to take some details from you off air at the end of my comments, because I'm commenting strictly off the top of my head without anything before me. However, from time to time, we in the Royal Barbados Police Force will be able to issue loud music permits to various agencies or individuals who are having events. And those matters of churches and worship and other things are taken into consideration. And that's one of the reasons why I'm really surprised of the circumstances of which you're mentioning. I would need definitely to follow up. I would speak to you personally on that to get the information. I would have to do an investigation to find out what exactly went wrong there. The timing of the loud music and the official documentation that went out, like what you're saying.
Hello, caller.
Yes.
The thing about it is that I also have a WhatsApp message here. I don't know who it came from. I don't know if it came from you. It talks about, I'm writing this WhatsApp now as I am in church, for which ever moderator is on. I'm writing it early so that it can be read. You may wonder why I'm writing it in church. It is because I can barely hear the priest. It is ludicrous that the organizers of parties across Bay Street cannot respect that on Sunday mornings there's church at St. Paul's and the RC Cathedral. Churchgoers respect their right to party. Why can't they respect our rights to worship? Why would police give permission for loud music on a Sunday in an area surrounded by churches? Four churches, to be exact. Barbara, this is really in trouble. I don't know if you are associated with this email.
Well, it might have been. It could very well have been somebody else. Because
right.
When we came out of church, that was, I mean, it was the general consensus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. You know, it might have well been somebody else because, but it is, to say the least, it's disgusting. We were told, I was told that it was a breakfast fair. Oh, they also said that these organizers, that's what the police officer at Hastings said to me, because I called while Mass was going on, and she said that they promised that they will stop at 10. Hello? I mean, we have a Mass at 7 o'clock. We have a Mass at 11 o'clock. So if they're going to stop at 10 but have been given permission till 12 o'clock, by 12 o'clock most Masses in Bay Street done.
Tell me something. One of the things that is marked to happen in Barbados are even more events being held year-round. And as a churchgoer, how do you feel about this in terms of the noise? Well, this would be noise pollution, I guess. But the noise pollution that one can have. How do you think this sort of thing should be handled in the future?
Personally, and especially in the Bay Street area, what I think they can do is just try to find out, hey, look, what time you have Mass? Mass is only an hour in most cases, right? Or at the times that Mass going on, just be a little bit, you know, bring down the noise levels. Because we, St. Patrick's Cathedral is directly opposite Browns Beach. I don't think that it is as bad for us as it might be for Bethel. Basically, in most cases, it's be an hour. They've got all morning, all evening, all night to party. Nothing to ask for.
All right, thank you, caller, for raising this. I see Inspector writing his notes. Mr. Johnson, do you want to comment on this?
Good morning to you, lady. I want to apologize for the inconvenience you would have experienced, you and your churches. However, though, when persons are issued with loud music permits, there are certain conditions in which they must uphold as well. You are not allowed to disturb a church in any form or fashion, but somehow churches don't need permits to carry on their duties. But in this case, I sympathize with you, and I'm sure, like Mr. Ennis said, that'll be looked into. If the music is too loud, there's nothing wrong with the persons lowering the music to facilitate the churches. And I totally agree that it could have been an area where it disturbed the church, but the music could have carried on because they were given a loud music permit, but not to disturb other persons. That permit gives you permission to play music. If it's disturbing the church, then you can call upon those persons to have that music lowered.
But granted, three calls were made to Hastings Police Station. Three.
Yes, ma'am. I heard you. And like I said, we sympathize with you. But we're going to look into it. Do you?
I understand you. But, you know, it's just to be a little bit more mindful of people who are not of the same like. Everybody does not want to go on Brown's Beach to party. But some people want to worship and do so in reverence and in peace, and you know. And personally, that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I do not think that they should be deprived of the right to do so, especially since it is only one day of the week.
All right,
I'm in total agreement with you, ma'am.
All right, thank you, caller.
Sanka, you're speaking of load permit.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to ask.
This is the party period. I was at church a Sunday, and I couldn't hear a word the priest was saying. You see these, we call these buses, What do you call them again?
Yeah, the music buses.
This music buses. There's a name.
Party buses.
And
party
buses. Some
buses. Dennis, we know he's young.
Bus crawls. You hear them before you see them. You hear these buses pumping before you see them. I've spoken to some of the owners about it already. If you're going to play, the law states that music shouldn't be heard from any vehicle more than 10 meters. And I'm sure that was almost half a mile before I reached the church and you could have heard them. Despite all the pleas we've made to those persons, it's still happening. And I'm sure it's going to happen over this period and continuing hours. But we are monitoring the situation. It must end. It must.
And vehicles as well?
Any vehicle.
Okay.
Emission from noises from a vehicle's music, more than whether it be minibus, where they're banned, but they still play with you know. Your private motor cars, you hear private motor cars pumping before they reach you. 10 meters is about 30 feet. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you will hear those buses. You would have heard it before. You have, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
In fact, when they pass now.
And your house vibrates.
My house vibrates.
There you go.
Yeah. The house vibrates. But the thing about this low permit, allowed to play music. Do you canvass the area? Do you ask people within the area about how they feel about the fets being held at such and such a place and how it could impact them?
All investigations are carried out mm-hmm. when you apply for a allowed permit. When we visit the scenes and we do our investigations, you are given a permit under conditions that you will not disturb. It just gives you permission to play music in the district, you know. But if it continues in the wee hours in the morning to disturb residents, then you have to lure it. Mm-hmm. Or the police will come and ask you to turn it off.
I see. But you know, invariably what happens is as soon as the police turn the corner, the men turn back up.
I know, but then in the end, we'll have to return then.
I see.
It happens to most things of enforcement. We do our best.
All right.
But can I quickly just go one caller back? Mr. Glenn Murray, he had mentioned and he's offered, you know, congratulations to the Royal Barbados Police Force, to which we collectively have offered thanks. But you mentioned the heritage, preserving the heritage of the Royal Barbados Police Force. I thought that was quite interesting. And just quickly, we just want to say that from a PR perspective, along with our research and planning department, we are doing some work with that to preserve and highlight the history of the force, the experiences of various people and the special areas, resident forensic scenes of crime, the Monkted, K9, different areas that persons, the average persons probably don't know much about, and with a big recruitment drive so that we let persons who are interested in joining the organization see what they're coming to from an inside perspective. I think right now that they're kind of blinded as to what really goes on within the force.
And the opportunities that are involved.
Yes. And to the general public, too, to mm-hmm. see that it is the force which serves them, the things, the challenges we have, and the good areas, too, where they can help out with us. I think that's very important. And I want to say a big thank you to Mr. Glenn Murray, but we're working on that.
Okay, thank mm-hmm. you very much. We got another call. Good morning, you're on Brass Tack Sunday.
Good morning, Mr. Price, I guess.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
Did you hear the prayer with that? Who is that pyrotechnic that went off last night in the station? Hello there? How you live?
This is just after 12, going on to 1?
12, it woke me back 2, and I called the police station at the same time, and the guy told me, well, those people got loud music permits and this and that. And so, to be honest, people got to get rest. Mm-hmm. To be honest, it's ridiculous. You go on sleep and don't hear any gunshots, you're all on your bum up.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Are
you didn't hear?
Yeah, I heard the noise, but
And you were distance from me because you know where you live.
Yeah, but you know, and where I live, I hear all noises. if it's in the music from the bus crawls, if it's in the music from the cars, it is the kites flying. It's some few shots being, but at least you don't hear much shots these days. Thank God. You get all the noises.
They said they let the police to check out. You see these minibuses got some horns. I was in Thornbury Hill last week. I could have heard horns going to Silver Sand in Thornbury Hill. Those horns weren't taken off, man. The van ain't come with their horns. And this is something the government or the authorities got to get strict with. These minivans ain't supposed to got their horns.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can say in respect of the minibuses, I agree with you in some instances. But whenever we do law enforcement on the roads, traffic police officers or any police officers on the road doing their traffic enforcement duties, those vehicles are taken for inspection at the Ministry of Transport and Works and Maintenance for inspection. And the inspectors have a duty to make sure that those vehicles stand in good ground in respect of the regulations of the Road Traffic Act. So whenever we come across instances like this, we take the particular action. But I take your point, and it's something that we will continue to do. We've had discussion with the personnel, the chief licensing officer, and he promised to get on board with some new initiatives to counteract all these things that are occurring.
But do you do routine inspections? Because, I mean, this thing happens so often. Mm-hmm. You keep asking yourself, are routine inspections done?
Routine inspections, I mean,
every week, mm-hmm. you have maybe one or two people doing a route. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, there are the duties to be done.
Yeah, we have.
But you know that because the problem is so pervasive that you need to keep on it. Because I think that one of the problems in Barbados is that because we do things in spurts, people don't take you seriously. Mm-hmm. If you have your foot consistently down mm-hmm. on an issue, then people realize, well, look, these guys are serious and we got to get our act together. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering how routine, what sort of routine you guys have?
Well, let's speak on that because these are the traffic department. But what I can say generally, certainly I spent a lot of my years in traffic department, and I can vouch to the fact that every day, on our highways, highways and byways, we have motorcyclists, we have mobile patrols, we have foot patrols, mm-hmm. we have police officers working in the stand itself. And what's going on is that it has to be a marriage between the Royal Barbados Police Force, the Ministry of Transport and Work, and of course the law courts. Everything must work together in a system for the average driver or worker to understand that we mean business and we are serious about it. But I would allow CBIRT to answer that.
And I must admit, before CBIRT comes in, I must make the quip that we know at least one link is not functioning since there are 10,000 cases backlogged. Go ahead, CBIRT.
One link? No, okay. We are doing our part. However, though, like I said, we are doing our part. Daily, our cyclists out there, they pay close attention to the behavioral practices, the mechanical awareness of some of these vehicles, the roadworthy conditions of some of them, even the tires, the taint, we are dealing with it. You will find that most of those minibuses, public service vehicles had some they were heavily tinted. If a policeman encountered that, then we can deal with it. If the noise level emitted from the mufflers they've changed, we will deal with it. We deal with all circumstances relating to public, well, any vehicle on the street, whether it be a public service vehicle or otherwise. Mm-hmm. We conduct exercises during the week, various times in the week. Any day of the week, we can conduct an exercise. And once we found that a vehicle, or we have challenges with the vehicle, then we take that vehicle to MPW to have it inspected.
All right. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. We have a number of calls. You're on the air. Good morning, Brass Tack Sunday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Good morning. I'm calling to back the lady that spoke about the noise last week by the church.